former elected leaders who keep their campaign cash. Jeff Kelly from our partners at investigativepost.org is joining us live this morning. Jeff, you look back at politicians who have left office and found that many are holding some sizable campaign accounts. Tell us a little more.
Yeah. My colleague Ken Crooley and I do this report, which we published at Investigative Post this week. And, you know, it's something you could do every year because in New York State, this is pretty common. Elected officials retire, and many of them take with them significant sums left over in their campaign committees. Leading the pack right now is former Senator Mike Ranzenhofer. The Republican left office this year with $825,000 in his campaign committee still. Also, Robin Schimmiger, the Democrat, the Assemblyman, he left with about half that, $410,000 left over. George Maziarz, the former state senator, he left office 7 years ago. He has over $500,000 in his campaign account. And it goes on. You know, there are many, many with lesser amounts. Former Mayor Tony Masiello, when he left office, had something like well over $500,000 in his account. He used that money to help him launch the lobbying firm, the successful lobbying firm that he has now.
What can and can't be done with this money that would maybe help explain why there's so much left over from, you know, say, a Maziarz who left office so long ago?
Well, by law, the former elected officials can use it to make charitable contributions, and many do. They can donate to other political candidates and party committees, which they do, and that sort of helps the lobbying side of things, if that's the direction they take post office. What they can't do is use it for personal expenses. However, that's kind of hard to keep track of because you can unitemize a lot of expenses. You can pay a credit card bill. All this stuff that is hard to track and, frankly, rarely is tracked by the New York State Board of Elections, which doesn't really go far out of its way to enforce its own election laws.
Is there a limitation as to how long this money can be held in these accounts? I'm thinking, especially as I look at the list, and I see John LaFalce, who left office in almost 20 years ago in 2002. He has $144,000 in an account.
Right. And I don't, there's no limitation. And in fact, former Buffalo Mayor Tony Masiello he's spent down a great deal of that money. He doesn't need it to bolster his lobbying firm anymore because the lobbying firm's quite successful. But he has perpetuated that account. He's got about $75,000 left by investing. He invests in a company called Counsel Financial Services, which underwrites lawsuits for law firms and then takes part of the settlement as payment down the road. Tony Masiello has actually perpetuated his accounts by investing with this company, which then pays him dividends. So he's sort of breathed life into it. And that's legal, too. You can use the money to invest in order to generate income for your campaign committee, because odds are you're not able to go around soliciting donations when you're, 10 years out of office.
You know, I think especially now, Jeff, right, that this is eye-popping because of the amount of money here. And then, some of the things we're talking about, it was earlier this week after January, we were talking about Josh Norman of the Bills, right? He had a big campaign that lasted a couple months and was able to raise about $500,000 to help out small businesses throughout the city of Buffalo who really need the help to stay alive during the pandemic. It took a lot of work. It took a lot of people donating their money. And here we are looking at, millions of dollars just kind of sitting in campaign accounts of people who aren't running for office anymore.
That's right, which is, and one of its approved uses is charitable donations. Now, for example, Hillary Clinton last ran for Senate in New York in 2006. She has, and I'm sure it's just an oversight, I'm sure she's just forgotten about it, or her treasurers have, it's $22,000 in her account. She became Secretary of State in 2009, 12 years ago. the money's just sitting there, and it's not. It may not sound like a lot of money if you say it fast, but $22,000 would help out somebody in Western New York.
Right. Now, the money is all from donors, right?
That's right.
But do they ever return it? Have you ever seen a case where they return money?
Some do, particularly judicial candidates. And here is where there's a stricter law. Judicial candidates are required to close out their accounts in the year after they are elected. And then, you know, down the road, if they run for reelection, you know, sometimes they sit on terms from 10 years or 14 years. They form a new committee for that reelection and raise money anew. But they're the only candidates, because they're supposed to be sort of apolitical, who are required to close out their accounts. And quite often, in the case of judicial candidates, they actually return the money to their donors. Not always. Sometimes they give away donations to charitable causes and political committees before they close it out. But quite often they return cash as well to the donors.
It doesn't seem that this information, which is, you know, available through, you know, reporting like yourself at the Investigative Post and elsewhere, and it's not just local candidates, it happens all throughout the U.S., it seems like despite looking at these large sums of money that often sit unused, it never really hinders people from donating.
No, it doesn't, you know, because the political machines keep churning along. You need to get in front of your state senator, your state assemblyman, your town supervisor. It helps to write a check. So, you know, that system is, it feels unalterable. Of course, there are constantly, every year, there are reform proposals from various good government groups across the state on how to fix campaign financing in the state of New York. Some would like to try public financing along the model that is actually fairly successful in New York City. And some, of course, would like to have even fewer limitations on how you can donate and how candidates can spend.
Jeff, pretty eye-popping. Thanks for joining us this morning. That's Jeff Kelly from our partners at investigativepost.org. You can read more about all of this campaign cash over at investigativepost.org.